Face barriers to female leaders. Discrimination against women in leadership roles isn't always obvious, but it's there. Imagine this. At a recent conference for women leaders, two-thirds of the attendees felt like their colleagues and bosses assumed they wouldn't do well as leaders. These assumptions can really shake a woman's confidence. But it doesn't stop there. About one-third of the women at the conference were taken aback by how often their leadership abilities were put to the test. When women get promoted, they often face four big challenges. 1. The token test. People assume men deserve their promotions, but question whether women got theirs just because they're female, driven, or lucky. 2. The double bind test. If women lead in a tough, assertive way, they're criticized for being cold. But if they act more traditionally, feminine, they're seen as not cut out for leadership. 3. The fitness test. Women have to do more than men to prove they're qualified for the same jobs. This means they get fewer chances to show their skills in top positions. And to climb the ladder, they need support from higher ups. 4. The right stuff test. Even if women have impressive skills, they might still be overlooked for leadership roles if their achievements are in areas traditionally seen as female, like listening well or promoting teamwork. These skills are often undervalued. Female leaders might find that even their best work goes unnoticed, while any mistakes they make are blown out of proportion. Tips from female leaders. Facing tough tests head-on and emerging victorious is the name of the game. We asked 100 diverse female leaders, half fresh to leadership, half seasoned, for their strategies. They boiled it down to 5 key steps to ace these challenges and showcase your leadership prowess. 1. Get the inside scoop and use it. 2. Win over the right supporters. 3. Equip yourself with essential resources. 4. Turn colleagues and employees into allies. 5. Pick a workplace where change is welcome. Step 1. Get the inside scoop and use it. Before jumping into a new job, it's crucial to do some detective work. Take a good look at the organization, what you'll be doing, what challenges you might face, and what resources you'll have at your disposal. Don't get too starry-eyed by the offer. It's essential to ask questions. Don't assume everyone will welcome you with open arms. Meet your potential colleagues face-to-face. Figure out who holds the power, what the company culture is like, and why they picked you for the role. These meetings aren't just for show. They're your chance to suss out how you'd fit in with the team and spot any red flags. If you hear conflicting info, don't sweep it under the rug. Ask your future boss about it. Trust your gut if something feels off, and dig deeper until you understand what's going on. This way, you can test the waters to see how much support and respect you'll really get. Know what you want and assess if this job can give it to you. For example, if you're hoping for some remote work, find out if that's a possibility. One woman pitched the idea of working from home with good assistance to her boss up front, which not only showed initiative, but also got her coworkers on board with the plan. Evaluate job and company fit. Use the information you gather to determine if the job and the organization are a good fit for you. This includes letting people there get to know your style of working and interacting, which may not be evident from your resume or job interview. Do you click with them? Can you turn those who resist your arrival into colleagues who will respect you? Or, if that seems unlikely, can you keep them from turning others against you? Engage with colleagues, peers in similar roles, and mentors for empathy, support, and advice, while some will also assist in brainstorming solutions. Use this input to develop contingency plans. For instance, one woman unable to complete her desired pre-job learning agreed with her new boss to meet regularly to discuss progress. Similarly, an executive considering an internal promotion secured an assurance that she could revert to her prior successful role if the new one didn't pan out. Step 2. Win over the right supporters. When you land a job, don't just assume that respect comes with it or that your achievements will automatically shine through. It's crucial to ask for support and acknowledgement without fearing that you'll seem needy. If your bosses don't highlight your successes, even within the company, you won't receive the credit you deserve, no matter how great your work is. To gain the backing of higher-ups, start by making sure you're on the same page about your responsibilities and how you'll collaborate. Then, politely request that your boss inform others about the importance of your work in achieving the company's goals, so you can work more effectively. This might take some time and tact to arrange, but it's something you have to make happen, not just wish for. Take the example of a woman who felt her boss wasn't taking her seriously. Instead of waiting around, she started communicating through well-written emails to showcase the quality of her work, bypassing any biases based on her appearance. Setting expectations for a new job. When you arrive, try to have the CEO or another person high up in the hierarchy introduce you around. Ask your supervisors to spell out their expectations from the beginning. If you don't, they will form unspoken expectations and will be disturbed if you don't meet them. Seek responsibilities likely to lead to clear outcomes. To earn respect, establish firm boundaries. Refuse to put up with abusive treatment. Make it clear in a professional manner that you will not exceed to unreasonable demands on your time or style of working. Such limits create a give-and-take relationship with your employer so that you can respectfully discuss each other's work-related needs and expectations, even as they shift over time. Step 3. Equip yourself with essential resources. In new leadership roles, 4 out of 5 women find themselves tasked with making significant changes. However, they often face a challenge: insufficient support in terms of staff, resources, and time. This shortfall can lead to a dangerous situation where women feel compelled to fill in the gaps themselves, risking burnout and failure. Moreover, it sets a precedent that basic resources are unnecessary, potentially harming future endeavors and casting doubt on one's leadership abilities. To ensure adequate resources, it's essential to articulate how they directly contribute to achieving primary objectives. Seeking support from colleagues can bolster requests. Starting with modest requests or making do with available resources initially can demonstrate capability and serve as leverage for future demands. Alternatively, aiming high with impressive proposals can capture attention and inspire action. By strategically advocating for resources, women leaders can enhance their chances of success while avoiding the pitfalls of resource scarcity. Step 4. Turn colleagues and employees into allies. In times of change, it's crucial to show our teammates that they'll discover thrilling, satisfying new opportunities that outweigh any setbacks. Interestingly, women might be more inclined to adopt this encouragement. Collaborating supportively and lending an ear to others aligns more with what society expects of women in North America than it does with men. Women often juggle multiple tasks and swiftly switch between roles, a skill essential to their social roles. They excel in understanding people's emotions and navigating complexities. Women leaders often find these distinctions useful, though they can imply weakness. Conversely, men who display sensitivity are often praised for it, as it's not expected of them. To avoid being seen as soft, many women set high standards and become highly driven. However, this can backfire as colleagues, regardless of gender, may feel threatened. This puts women in a dilemma, facing pressure to choose between being seen as a good woman or a good leader. Earn respect by demonstrating your capacity to achieve the changes you were brought in to enact, particularly by persuading those resistant to change to contribute. Discern when to emphasize fostering a collaborative atmosphere and when to assert authority. Striking a balance is crucial to avoid appearing excessively compliant or authoritarian, which could alienate others. Emphasize that success is not a zero-sum game. Everyone benefits from the group's accomplishments. Exhibit a genuine appreciation for the advice and contributions of your team members and peers. Prioritize listening before taking action, especially when facing opposition to your initiatives. Understand their valid concerns but don't shoulder all the challenges alone. Your role is to find solutions, not to bear the burden of pre-existing issues. Face challenges and building unity. When faced with obstacles, address them directly and early on to prevent them from growing stronger. To promote unity, listen to others' concerns and desires, and demonstrate your willingness to assist with their problems. Connect people within the organization and offer opportunities for personal and professional growth. Elena Kagan, the first female dean of Harvard Law School, set an example by meeting extensively with her 81 faculty members early in her tenure, showing her openness to understanding their perspectives and allowing them to know her better. This kind of attentive listening boosts the chances of finding common goals and interests. Dealing with tough situations and ambitious goals is vital, especially for women establishing themselves in leadership roles. Make it known that you value collaborative problem-solving over strict directives. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. One female executive maintained detailed records of her team's actions and decisions. When faced with setbacks, they could review these records to identify where they went wrong and strategize on how to improve. This approach is even more effective when focusing on problem-solving rather than assigning blame. Step 5. Pick a workplace where change is welcome. Choose a workplace where you can make a difference and receive recognition. Being clear about your principles and priorities inspires others and boosts your resilience. Look for ways to drive changes that align with the company's main goals and fill crucial gaps. To boost your team's confidence, ensure everyone understands the value of your achievements. Don't assume any workplace is unchanging. Keep checking if the company's needs match your goals. Help set priorities, identify hidden problems, and address unmet needs. Finding ways to apply your work's results across different areas will benefit the organization and showcase your leadership skills. Key points. 1. Female leaders face subtle discrimination and 4 main challenges in the workplace. 2. Strategies for overcoming these challenges include understanding the organization, gaining support, and advocating for resources. 3. Building alliances, facing challenges, and fostering unity are crucial for success. 4. Effective leadership involves addressing obstacles directly and accepting collaborative problem solving. 5. Choose workplaces where change is welcome and aligns with your priorities. 6. Recognize the value of achievements and prioritize, setting clear boundaries and expectations. 7. Learn from female leaders' experiences and apply strategies to advance your own leadership journey.